let me hear
you say it
loud and clear.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear. That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel. Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Jesus. The one who is great.
Yes, you are true. Your word is said, you know, you got you, Lord.
Who is powerful.
And it's your lagbara.
Mighty.
It's your leoku.
Supreme.
It's your sitobi, you know.
The King of Kings himself.
Opa, opa, ni furare.
The Lord of Lords.
Oluwa, oluwa.
The Ancient of Days.
Asiarugu ojo.
Bless his holy name.
Ebu kufuru komi more.
Give him glory, give him honor.
Yes, if you go go at your life.
Give him adoration.
I feel go just at you.
Bless his holy name.
Come
bless his holy name.
Come
it's worthy to be praised.
Oh no, yeah, Latin.
It's worthy to be adored.
Oh yeah, Latin just if
there's no one like him.
Go see any other.
How great thou art. How great thou art. How wonderful. How mighty. How kind. How glorious. How holy. How loving. How faithful. Oh, how great thou art. 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 Wonderful, wonderful God.
Iyanu Olorun, Iyanu.
Mighty God.
Olorun Alagbara.
Glorious God.
Olorun Ologo.
Wonderful God.
Olorun ti o je Iyanu.
How great thou art.
Olorun ti o tobi.
How great thou art.
Olorun wa ti o tobi.
How great, how great, how great. How great thou art. How great thou art. Thank you, Jesus.
Worship Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we worship.
Ni oruko la Jesus ni ajosin.
Eternal Rock of Ages.
Olorun ayeraye.
How great thou art.
Tito bi re ti lewa to.
Greater than the greatest.
Ani ti o tobi ju gbogbo eni ti o tobi lo.
Higher than the highest.
Ti o ga ju gbogbo awon ti o ga lo.
Bigger than the biggest.
Ti o si tobi ju awon ti o tobi.
Stronger than the strongest.
O lagbara ju eni ti o lagbara ju lo.
Older than the oldest.
O darugo ju eni ti o darugo.
Wiser than the wisest.
Ologbon ju awon ologbon lo.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogo ni fun oruko mimo re.
How great thou art.
Tito bi re tito Oluwa.
Thank you for your love.
Adupe fun ife re.
Love that cannot be compared with.
Ife ti a o le fi we ohunkohun.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Adupe fun isolo ododo yin.
While all men remain liars, you remain faithful.
Nigba ti awon eniyan paro iwo je oloto sibe.
Thank you for your support.
Asidupe fun atilehin yin.
Even when fathers and mothers forsake us, you are there to receive us.
Yeah, mo baba ati ya wa batile ko wa sile yin benbe lati du to
thank you, Lord of hosts.
Olorun awon mo ku adupe.
Thank you for making us more than conquerors.
Adupe pe se wa ju asegun lo.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogo ni fun oruko mimo re.
Accept our worship in Jesus name.
Egbe ope wa ni oruko Jesu.
Tonight once again,
lale yi le kan si.
Glorify your name in our lives. Save souls tonight. Heal tonight. Sanctify tonight. Baptize in the Holy Spirit tonight. Do something new in our lives tonight. And if you return before this service is over, please don't leave any of us behind. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Now I want you to shake hands with two or three people.
What make you boy? You make it a bit lower.
And tell them as if you are angry with them. And say, my God reigns.
My God reigns. Olorun mi joba.
And then you can put your hands together for the Almighty God.
Lẹ́yìn náà wá lè pàtẹ́wọ́ fún Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
And you may please be seated.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ jẹ́ àjókòó.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9.
Ìwé Hebrew orí ìkíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹsàn-án.
Hebrews 1 verse 9.
Hebrew orí ìkíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹsàn-án.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Iwo fe ododo, iwo si korira ese. Nitori na ni Olorun, ani Olorun re se fi ororo ayo yan ju awon egbe re lo.
We want to talk about the oil of gladness tonight. I am believing God that by the time this night is over, sorrow will become a stranger to somebody. Why is God
so particular about holiness? Well, number one, maybe because he is a holy God. And like we learned yesterday, there were no problems for us until sin came. And he doesn't want us to have problems. So yesterday we learned that he forgives all our sins through salvation. He sanctifies us, giving us hearts of flesh so that we don't have to sin anymore. Then he gives us the Holy Spirit so we can live victoriously. Why is he so particular about holiness? Maybe because Hebrews 12 verse 14. Hebrews 12 verse 14 says, without holiness no man shall see God. And God wants us to see him. And there are several other reasons. One of the reasons is that it is holy people who have boldness. Holy people have strong faith. Proverbs 28 verse 1. Proverbs 28 verse 1. It says, the wicked flees when no man pursues. But the righteous is as bold as a lion. If you are holy, then you will become bold in your faith. Holy as God means you'll be able to have the faith of God. And then you'll be able to move any mountain. And surely you become more than a conqueror. But one of the most prominent blessings of holiness is anointing. Because you love righteousness and you hate iniquity, God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Before this convention is over, someone here will begin to excel in anointing. Now we know the products of anointing. Anointing destroys yokes. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Isaiah 10 27 says the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You can't bind an anointed man. If we bind him, anointing will destroy the yokes. Anointing gives you security. It gives you protection from enemies known and unknown. Psalm 105.
Iwe ori Davidi ori kokaru le ni ogoru.
Verses 14 and 15.
Ese ikeri la ati ikedogo.
Psalm 105, 14 and 15.
Ori Davidi ori kanru le ni ogoru. Ese ikeri la ati ikedogo.
He said, God said, touch not my anointed.
Oso pe ki eni keni ma se fowo kan eni ororo mi.
And do my prophets no harm.
E ma si se awon woli mi ni ibi.
Anointed tells your enemy, hey, stay away from this one.
Ami ororo Olorun a ma so fun awon ota pe o to ge eni bi te de un.
That's why David was able to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Idi ni ti Davidi fi le so pelu igboya wi pe iwo pese tabili sile niwaju mi ni oju awon ota mi.
Because thou anointed my head with oil.
Nitori ti iwo fi ami ororo iwo ti da ororo si mi ni ori.
But there is something extra about anointing.
Ṣugbọn nkan ti wa nbe lori ifami ororo yan yi.
It produces joy.
O ma nfuni ni ayo
and gladness.
Ati idunnu.
The Bible in Psalm 16 verse 4.
Iwe ori Davidi ori keri dini logun ese keri.
Psalm 16 verse 4.
Ori Davidi ori keri dini ogun ese keri.
It says the sorrows of those who go after other gods shall be multiplied.
Wi pe ibanuje awon ti o sare to Olorun miran yo po.
But in Isaiah 51 verse 11.
Ṣugbọn ninu iwe Isaiah ori kokan le ni adota ese kokanla.
Isaiah 51 verse 11.
Isaiah ori kokan le ni adota ese kokanla.
He said the redeemed of the Lord shall return.
Pe awon ti ara pada yo pada wa.
With singing.
Pelu orin.
An everlasting joy.
Ati ayo ayeraye.
Shall be upon their head.
Yo wa lori won.
In other words, why the sorrow of sinners keep on multiplying? The joy of the anointed will keep on multiplying. I decree to somebody here tonight, you won't know sorrow again. Now, because the sermon is going to be brief, I will just take one case study of someone who was holy and therefore was anointed. And then we see certain things in his life that I'm sure you will want. And that fellow is Elijah. Many of you by now know that Elijah is my friend. I spent 3 years studying him because I wanted to be like him. I liked his power. I liked the man who can call down fire from heaven at any time. I like somebody who can close the heaven anytime he wants. I like Elijah. And I studied him for 3 years. Wanted to know his secrets so that I can become like him. I wrote a little book on him. The Holy Spirit in the life of Elijah. Maybe if you get to CRM Bushor, you'll be able to get a copy. What is the secret of Elijah? He was a holy man. What is the basis of his holiness? Total obedience. Is what I can call God's own yes man. Whatever God says, yes, Lord. Go to the palace. Yes, Lord. Go to the brook of charity alone. Yes, Lord. Go to the house of the widow. Yes, Lord. Go and show yourself to Ahab. Yes, Lord. He doesn't know how to argue with God. And that's holiness. That's all that holiness is about. Just obey God completely. That's all. That's all that is called
holiness.
What was the beginning of sin? Don't eat certain fruit. Adam went and disobeyed. That's how sin came. What is sin today? God says, sit down, you want to stand. He asks you to pray, you say you want to sleep. He asks you to fast, you say you want to eat. He asks you to tithe, you said, who said so? He asks you to give your offering cheerfully. He asks you to give your offering cheerfully. You give it grudgingly. He said you should shout. That whenever you want to praise him, you should shout. They have to prompt you even before you can shout hallelujah. Holiness is total obedience. And from the moment I discovered that, my life became easy. Sit down, yes, Lord. Don't eat today, yes, Lord. Pray throughout tonight, yes, Lord. You must read 3 chapters of the Bible before you sleep tonight. Yes, Lord. And what are the blessings I saw in the life of Elijah? 2 Kings chapter 1. Verse 9 to 15. 2 Kings 1 verse 9 to 15. Because of the anointing that came on him as a result of his holiness, he became untouchable by the enemies. Those who tried to touch him, he burnt them up. The remainder bowed.
That's one of the prayers we are going to pray tonight. And I will tell you at the right time. What is
the next thing I discover about him? 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 46.
1 Kings 18 verse 46.
This man had unusual strength. He could run faster than horses. And I discovered that Elijah was never sick. Not once. Because he was holy. Because the anointing of God was upon him. When sickness tried to touch his body, the anointing burnt the sickness. I'm believing God for those of us who have come to this convention. Not only will God heal us, we will never know sickness again. What is the top thing I discovered about Elijah? All his needs were supernaturally met.
1
Kings 17.
Oba kini ori keta dilogun.
Verse 2 to 16.
Ese keji si keri dilogun.
1 Kings 17:2-16.
Awon oba kini ori keta dilogun ese keji si keri dilogun.
1 Kings 19:48.
Awon oba kini
4 to 8.
Oba kini ori kokan dilogun ese keri si kejo.
1 Kings 19:4-8.
Oba kini ori kokan dilogun ese keri si kejo.
At first time, birds were bringing food to him.
Ni akoko awon eye ni Olorun lo lati mo je wa fun.
Later on, a widow was supplying the food that God was providing supernaturally.
Lero keji opo obirin kan lo fun ni ounje ti Olorun pese ni ona yanu.
And then on one occasion, an angel brought the food directly from heaven to him.
Nigba kan ewe angeli kan l'Olorun ran gbogbo je na wa taara latorun.
All his needs were miraculously met. And I'm praying for somebody here today. Beginning from now, you will never look to man for help again. Because he was holy. An anointing was on him. Anything he needed came supernaturally. What is the next thing I noticed? I'm sure you know this one yourself. His prayers were answered by fire. 1 Kings 18.
Oba kini ori kejidilogun.
Verse 36 to 38. 1 Kings 18:36-38.
Oba kini ori kejidilogun ese kerindilogoji si kejidilogoji.
Do you know the prayer he prayed on Mount Carmel was less than 2 minutes?
Ye mo ipe adura ti Elijah gba lori oke Carmel yi ko pe seju meji.
And fire fell.
Iná si sokale.
2 minutes prayer.
Adura seju meji bere.
Fire. I'm already rejoicing with you. Because God will answer your prayers tonight. What is the fifth thing I discovered about Elijah? His word was a decree. Anytime he spoke, it was a decree. 1 Kings 17:1. He said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there be no rain, there be no dew, until I call for it. I like that. I'd like to be able to just decree and see it already fulfilled. What is the same thing I learned about him? And I like that a lot.
It's
the ability to hear God. Ability to hear God. I'm telling you, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. In 1 Kings 17:2. The word of the Lord came to Elijah saying, 1 Kings 18:1. The word of the Lord came to Elijah saying, it's a beautiful thing to be able to hear God. You don't have to be a prophet to hear from God. Can be just an obedient child of God and hear God speak from time to time. I told you at the beginning of the year, God said we should pray because of natural disasters. Two weeks later, the problem in Haiti started. And several deaths followed. And I told those of you who were here in June, I said that this is the big one is yet to come. If you listen to the news, they will tell you that the flood that has happened in Pakistan has done far, far more havoc than all the catastrophes we have seen thus far. And they say the flood is still increasing. I've been praying that God will intervene. And I've been praying for Nigeria. But the beauty of it is, even if he tells you the difficult ones, again he tells you about the good ones too. The one who told us that there will be serious natural disasters, which we already seen, it's also the one who said that for some of us, the second half of this year will be better than the first. You told me. I heard him. That's why I'm already rejoicing. That's why I know that before December, some of you will not even recognize me because God would have taken me far ahead. Ability to hear from God comes as a byproduct of anointing. Maybe the one I like most about
Elijah
is that the man never saw death. The man went in a rapture.
In
2 Kings chapter 2,
from
verse 9 to 12. 2 Kings chapter 2, 9 to 12. The man rode in the special chariot of God to heaven. He never tasted death. That's why I'm looking forward to the rapture. That's why every night before I sleep, Daddy, if you come before tomorrow morning, I'm here. Don't leave me alone. In the morning, if you come before the sunset, I'm ready. Holiness prepares you for the rapture.
Iwa mimo ama mu ogbaradi
He prepares you for heaven. And he says, if because you are holy, because you love what God loves, and you hate what God hates, therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So those of us who have made up our minds we want to live holy from now on, we can expect the oil of gladness. We can expect that anointing that makes us untouchable to the enemy. That we make sure our needs are supernaturally met. That we keep sickness far away from us. That we enable us to hear from God. That our word will become decrees. That our prayers will be answered by fire. That whenever the Lord comes, we'll be able to go with him. In a moment, I'll be telling you our prayer points. But there are some people who are here who are not even yet born again. How can you live holy if you are still in sin? But if you come to Jesus tonight, his blood will cleanse you from all sins. All the former sins will be gone. And then you will even be able to cry to him and say, sanctify me also. So those of you who want to give your life to Jesus Christ, please come quickly. I will count from 1 to 7. But make sure you get there before I say 7. Because the rest of us are ready to pray. So don't delay us. Come quickly. If you want to give your life to Jesus, begin to run forward now. I'm counting 1. Doesn't matter how many sins we have committed in the past. When you come to him, he will wash away all your sins. If you are truly determined to surrender your life to him, he is ready to save your soul.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door.
Oh, glory be to God. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause to encourage them.
As they They are coming
from all over the place.
Draws
can come unto me except my Father draws him. The Father is drawing them. Praise that Father. Glorify that Father. It is God who is drawing them, not man. Let's praise that God that is drawing people to himself. Those of you already in front, you begin to talk to Jesus Christ now. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to forgive all your sins. The rest of you, keep coming. And as you come, continue to pray for the salvation of your soul. Asking God to be merciful unto you, that his blood will wipe away your sins. Keep coming. I can see many of you still far away, but keep coming. Just keep coming. And the rest of all, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them. Let's pray for them for at least one minute or two. Asking the Almighty God to be merciful unto them. That the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Let's pray for them. Keep coming, brethren, keep coming. Keep coming. And as you come, pray, keep talking to God. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive all my sins. And I will do your will. Be my Savior. And be my Lord. The rest of my life I will do your will. For the rest of my life I will do your will. Thank you, Jesus. And those of you who are still on the way, just make sure you get here before I finish praying. I want to pray for your salvation now. So keep coming. I can still see many of you. Just keep coming. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Eternal Rock of Ages, I want to bless your holy name. I thank you for your word. I thank you for these people who have come forward tonight. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash them clean tonight in Jesus' name. And please, Lord, don't let them ever go back into sin in Jesus' name. Later on tonight, they too will join us as we pray. Please answer them also in Jesus' name. And in the kingdom of God, don't let them be found wanting in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward tonight. Because by the special grace of God, every day I'll be praying for you. Very soon you'll be receiving miracles. Even miracles you didn't ask for. Then you'll know there must be somebody praying for you somewhere. That someone will be made by God's grace. So you will need to give me your name, your address, and your prayer request. So if you would turn to your left, we see a man lifting up a piece of wood. Please follow him. Some pastors are waiting for you. They will attend to you very quickly and then bring you back very soon. Let's begin to go now. Turn to your left and begin to follow him. Follow him as he goes. And the rest of all, let's clap for the Lord as they go. Let's clap for the Lord as they go.
follow that man. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause as they go.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. Join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.
I'm not afraid.